Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's holding it down for us in New York City, home of Crackhead Elmo in Times Square. Anyway, we've been rolling for an hour. We're going to be rolling for three more hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 3 Pacific. Shout outs to everybody from coast to coast, people over oceans, people over borders, hi Canada, hi Mexico too. I know the frequency has to, right? It's a radio frequency. I don't know about that much technology. I would assume that if I'm in San Diego, I can listen to CBS Sports Radio on the other side of the border. That's what I think. What's up, Mexico? It's just what I think. It doesn't matter what I think, though. Anyway, you can always listen here to the Infinity Sports Network. The Infinity Sports Network. On your local affiliate, however you get it. On the free Odyssey app. SiriusXM channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the name changed. It happens. Forgive me. Anyway, I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. If you missed last hour, hit rewind. Talked about the Warriors and their dynasty being cooked after they lost to the Kings yesterday. The only thing that saves them, I believe, is Giannis Antetokounmpo. We talked about Zion Williamson. He went down at the end of the Lakers' victory against the Pelicans yesterday. Zion, we found out, has a strained hamstring. Now, this ain't me straining my hamstring. This is Zion. That's a big leg on a big man who has spent a good portion of his career injured. A good luck to Zion in his recovery. The Kings will take on the Pelicans on Friday. We'll see who goes into the postseason. And meanwhile, the Lakers, by beating the Pelicans, the Lakers advance to take on the team that beat them last year, the Denver Nuggets. We talked about Caitlin Clark. She arrived in Indianapolis. They gave her a nice, I don't want to call it a pep rally. There were thousands of people there. And Caitlin Clark, she ready to play basketball. Now we just got to see what she does when she gets to the WNBA. It is Wednesday. If you didn't know this, where the hell you been all day? Maybe you just woke up. In an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a top six list. I'll tell you right out of the box, it's inspired by Mr. Bill Belichick. Because in an hour from now, we're going to take a look at some of the most controversial coaches that we've seen in sports. You can consider some of these coaches to be jackasses. I'll give you that top six list next hour. A matter of fact, in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Karen Garugian. Karen covers the New England Patriots for Massachusetts Live. Why are we talking to Karen? Why is Belichick a topic of conversation? Because there was a big old ESPN article that dropped earlier today that basically said Bill Belichick doesn't have a job because the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, badmouthed him. Of course, he said, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything about Belichick. Well, Belichick doesn't have a job, and there could be a few reasons why. We'll talk about that with Karen in about now 15 minutes. Yeah, time flies. Anyway, as we continue to move on, we got to get this out the way. It has finally happened. It has finally gone down. We got an NBA player that's been banned from the NBA for gambling. Have you heard of him before? Well, you decide. Take a listen to this news break. I love these news breaks that CBS Sports HQ does. Listen to this one from earlier today.
We've got breaking news from the NBA, which has handed down a lifetime ban on Jontay Porter for violating the league's gambling rules. The league said an investigation revealed that while playing for the Raptors, Porter disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his playing time for betting purposes, and bet on NBA games. Adam Silver, the commissioner for the NBA, releasing a statement earlier today saying, quote, there is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with the sport. He went on to say, which is why Jontay Porter's blatant violation of our gaming rules are being met with the most severe punishment.
Ooh, spooky. Let me tell you, I'm going to give everybody the Cliff Notes version of what happened here. Jontay Porter is only 24 years old. He is a bit player in the world of the NBA. This isn't a guy who's been around for 3 years or 4 years or 5 years. In two seasons, he has only played 37 games. He played for the Raptors. Notice past tense, he played for the Raptors because now he's banned. And his brother is someone who just won an NBA championship last year and is playing on a maximum contract, Michael Porter Jr., who you will see in action in the first round of the playoffs against the Los Angeles Lakers. Michael Porter Jr. is a name in the NBA. Is he an all-star? Is he a superstar? The answer is no, but he's a known player. And playing with Nikola Jokic will certainly do that for you. And so this guy, Jontay Porter, is the brother. The brother who's had knee injuries and knee issues and has barely been clinging on to an NBA life. And I guess he thought, hey, I'm only making a couple hundred, and then he made a couple $1 million in the league. It's like, man, I ain't going to be doing this long. And so he's been found to have cheated. He's been cheating himself. He's been cheating the game. It's been reported that he placed at least 13 bets on NBA games utilizing a friend's account. And so he thought he was smart. And sorry, Jontay Porter is stupid. I don't like to call people stupid, but this guy's an idiot. This man hit up a friend, hit up a buddy, and thought that he would outsmart the system. How stupid do you have to be to go, well, if I don't place the bet, no one will find out. I'm going to call my friend and have him place the bet for me. He should have called up Calvin Ridley and got advice, because Calvin Ridley got popped for the same damn thing in the NFL. People are going to find out. And this man placed bets ranging from $15 to $22,000. And then if you want to know other things that took place, how did the NBA and everybody get tipped off to this? Because the betting companies, one of them, hit up the NBA and said, listen, there's some funny business going on here. This guy, Jontay Porter, who is barely an NBA player, somehow, some way, a lot of people, a crap ton of people, are betting on this dude to not play. He doesn't play in the first place. And so in two games in particular, Jontay Porter did show up and play in games, and he left the game sick. At one point in time, there was an individual who bet $80,000 that Jontay Porter wasn't going to play a certain amount of minutes. He took the under. This would have paid out almost $1 million. Let me say that again. A guy got a quote-unquote wink-wink hint from Jontay Porter that Jontay wasn't going to play a certain amount of minutes in a game. This man would have made $1 million. Let me say that again. $80,000 bet, $1 million payout. Do the math. Word got out. Sneaky business started to look real sneaky to the betting company that then told the NBA, hey, you need to look into this guy. And now this guy is gone. He's been banned. And it was only, what, last week that Adam Silver spoke to the media and he told everybody, betting on NBA games, trying to rig the games, trying to rig the game for yourself, it's a sin. Listen to this.
It's cardinal sin, you know, but what he's accused of in the NBA and the ultimate extreme option I have is, you know, to ban him from the game. I mean, that's the level of, of authority I have here, because there's nothing more serious, I think, in, you know, around this league when it comes to, you know, gambling and betting on our games, and that is a direct player involvement. And so the investigation is ongoing, but, you know, the consequences could be very severe.
He gone. That's what happened. That was Adam Silver last week. The results today, banned for life. And you got to love the internet because they come up with the most wild photos to accompany banned for life. Okay, they got him looking surprised. They got him looking angry. And let's all be real. He only played in 37 NBA games. So how the hell they found a decent photo to use, I have no idea. It's also hilarious to me. The man bet on the Raptors to lose. This guy's probably riding around on a team bus telling his buddies, hey, put a bet on the team to lose because so on and so forth is hurt today. Like, come on, man. Adam Silver can't have this. You can't cost folks in the NBA money. But the NBA is going to move on. Just like the NFL moves on. Everybody could tell you they care about gambling. They do. And they're going to dole out punishments for idiots gambling, like guys who get technical fouls during the course of a game, because there's so much money on the line. You think the NBA is going to go, oh, my God, we got referees gambling. We got players gambling. We just going to have to pull the cord. We can't associate with the DraftKings and the gambling companies and the sports books and the MGM. That's not happening. People who get caught will be punished. And trust me, there will be, quote unquote, more people who get caught, because there's always somebody who thinks that they are smarter than the system. There's always somebody who thinks that they won't get caught. Jonte Porter is just the beginning. You want to know something else? They traced a lot of these bets to Colorado. You want to know who lives in Colorado? You want to know who plays in Colorado? His brother, Michael Porter Jr. You want to know who declined comment the last time there was media availability? Speaking about this, his brother, Michael Porter Jr. Now, Michael Porter Jr., 5-year contract, $180 million. Why the hell would he want to bet? It's too risky. So what is Jonte Porter doing? Staying in his brother's mansion? Is he living in his basement, eating Cheetos and gambling away on games? Like, what are we doing? I'm not going to tell you that Michael Porter Jr. is involved. You know, I mean, we just went through a whole situation. Ipe Mizuhara stole $16 million from Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani is an angel. Of course he wouldn't bet on baseball. Of course Shohei Ohtani wouldn't tell his interpreter to place the bets for him. Shohei Ohtani just got robbed. Innocent individual. And of course, that's the same with Michael Porter Jr. He doesn't know what the hell is going on with his brother. His brother wasn't taking money from him. They're just family. And come on now, family, keep secrets sometimes, right? Michael Porter Jr. will keep on playing for the Nuggets, while his brother, Hickey, pick a country. His brother's going to have to play where?
Oh, my favorite meme is China.
You know what? China would be good. I don't know what happens if you screw up a gambling debt out there. I don't know if he wants to go. The Philippines likes, they like basketball and gambling. I think it's Thailand. Thailand, I think, has a big gambling scene. Jonte Porter got options. I'm just real interested what Michael Porter Jr. has to say about this. Hickey, he got to talk about it, right? Soon?
I mean,
has to.
He only makes it a bigger story the longer he tries to decline comment, right?
He's not involved, right?
Which you would think, I know it's your brother, but you would, you know, at least have no problem even just speaking about it. Unfortunate, no involvement, really sad, hoping for the best for him. Look, you can comment without, you know.
Patrick Mahomes' dad got, what, his third DUI, like the week before the Super Bowl? Patrick Mahomes' dad got a DUI the week before the Super Bowl. His brother, I don't know if this is still an open case, his brother was accused of sexual assault. Patrick Mahomes had every camera in his face for the Super Bowl, more than you'd probably see all year long by any athlete. Patrick Mahomes stood there and just like, man, that's my family business. We take care of that in-house. Michael Porter Jr. can't say that. I get it. He's not Patrick Mahomes. But have some balls, man, unless you're involved. Just say, hey, that's my brother. What happened, happened. I got nothing to do with it. That's all I'm going to say. And what happens between me personally and my brother is me. And keep it moving. It's a wild story. Jonte Porter, NBA no-name, banned from the league, while his brother, NBA star role player, Hickey, is that giving him appropriate credit? Is he a star role player?
Yeah, I think it's a fair way to characterize him.
Yeah, because we know he ain't no star. He's a star role player. Brother won't say nothing. Man, you better tell people you had nothing to do with it. Why is you going to end up like Shohei Ohtani memes? Maybe Michael Porter Jr. is going to have to learn Mandarin and Cantonese. Hickey, I did see the Klay Thompson. You saw the Klay Thompson memes today? He's picking up the phone in Mandarin, I think.
No, I've not seen that one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We got to play that before the show is done. Because, you know, his shoe company is a Chinese company, Anta. And so they took a promotional piece, and people had fun with it, where he's picking up the phones at the office, and he's just like, ni hao. And people are saying, hey, he better get used to saying a whole hell of a lot now that his Warriors career is over. People are ruthless. You think I'm not nice? Oof. You should look at the internet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of not nice, on the other side of the break, Karen Garugian is going to join us. Covers the Patriots for Mass Live. Why is this in the news? Why is she joining us? Because it appears that nobody likes Bill Belichick, especially the Patriots owner, and it could have cost Belichick a head coaching job. We'll talk to Karen about it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we talked about an issue the NBA is dealing with. Talked about a nasty situation. Jonte Porter banned. Barely in the NBA, banned for gambling. Gone forever. Earlier this morning, there was an article, deep article, from ESPN that pretty much let everybody know that Bill Belichick, he might be gone from coaching in the NFL. Not because of gambling, but because of his attitude. Maybe because of his former owner and Robert Kraft. Big article detailing Robert Kraft may have prevented Bill Belichick from getting a job with the Falcons and elsewhere. Joining us to talk about this drop from ESPN this morning is Karen Garigian, who covers the Patriots for Mass Live. Karen, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, JR?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. My first question to you is, are there going to be more hits that keep on coming at Bill Belichick, or is this the last one?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question. It's like, who knows? Between the Dynasty docuseries and this, it's been kind of pile-on Bill time.
Absolutely. Well, Karen, can you give us a little bit of detail for anyone who hasn't read the article? It pretty much says that Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, when Arthur Blank asked him about Belichick, you can't trust him, you shouldn't believe him. Were there any other details, you know, in that article that we should pay attention to?
Well, I think what Robert Kraft allegedly told Arthur Blank is kind of known, and it's known in NFL circles. I'm more curious if Robert said what was reported he said, whether he dropped the dime to Arthur Blank or Blank called him, owner to owner, and if Kraft was just being honest with his, you know, with his friend. So, you know, that part of it, I think, is interesting. But I also I think the takeaway from the whole piece is I almost think no matter what Robert Kraft said, good or bad, I don't think Belichick was getting that job anyway. I don't think it was what Robert Kraft said or didn't say that put it over the top. I think there were a number of factors that weighed against Coach Belichick and will continue to weigh against him. One being his age. He turned 72 yesterday, I believe. And, you know, he's 15 wins away from Shula's record. And that's roughly two seasons. So if you're a team going to hire a prospective coach to turn your franchise around, and if he comes in, brings in a whole new staff, perhaps changes the dynamics in the front office, and then leaves after 2 years, where are you? Do you know, I mean, it's just, there's some logic to it. I think it eliminates a lot of teams from the mix when it comes to Belichick. I think if any team was going to hire him, it would be a team that's very close to winning and perhaps is a coach away. And you can whittle down the list.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't many teams that qualify in that category.
Karen Garigian is joining us, covers the Patriots for Massachusetts Live. Yeah, Bill Belichick's birthday was yesterday. He did turn 72. And the great writers at ESPN, they sure know how to give him a post-birthday present, Karen, don't they? Now, having said that, do you think that we've seen the last of Bill Belichick as a head coach, or will we see him later this year with one of those teams that might get close?
Well, I think, as I said, the list is small. Dallas is one of them. And I was actually surprised that Jerry Jones didn't part with Mike McCarthy after yet another disappointing playoff go-round and bring in Bill, who was readily available to him and who is a coach he professes his love for. I mean, I was actually surprised that didn't happen. Now, McCarthy is going to have to get off to a terrible start in Dallas, but the issue with McCarthy hasn't been the regular season. It's been the postseason. So, you know, is Jerry going to can him if he once again finishes in with one of the best records in the league? Or if the team is doing well, through the year, you know, through the season. But then, of course, go one and done in the playoffs. That's when he would probably can him. So during the season, that's a tough one because I can't see Dallas getting off to that bad of a start, given all the talent they have. So as I said, the problem for Dallas comes in the playoffs. So I'm not sure about that one. Philadelphia is another one because the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, is friends with Belichick or friendly with Belichick. You know, they've taken some pains to right the ship there. They have a bunch of new coaches within the realm of the staff. But again, if they sputter, you know, Nick Sirianni is probably on a short rope. So that's a possibility there. The Giants are another one. Wow. But I wouldn't say, only because I know the Belichick and the Mara family are very tight. But they're a team that's not particularly close to winning. That would be the problem there.
Yeah, I mean, I could play quarterback for the Giants. You could play quarterback. I think we'd be healthier than Mr. Daniel Jones. Karen Garugian is here with us from Mass Live. You've covered the Patriots. Everybody has the Belichick idea that he's the bad, evil, mean guy, doesn't want to deal with the media. That's a front, right? That's just about being the coach and shutting everybody out. Did that not wear thin with even your coverage?
Well, I think what happens is it wears thin when they're losing. And it not only wears thin with the people who cover him, it wears thin with the fandom. You know, when Belichick, when they were winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl, during that 20-year run, you know, they were in 9, 10 Super Bowls or whatever it was in the course of those 20 years. I don't think anyone cared how Belichick treated anyone. I don't think they cared if he was smug and abrupt and didn't offer anything, or they didn't care. The team was winning. So you put up with anything in that scenario. But when the losing starts, and Belichick is still not giving answers, and he's still being smug, and he's still being off-putting, and he's not giving anyone the time of day, not providing any answers for crazy actions like having Matt Patricia coach the offense 2 years ago, not giving answers, then it becomes a problem. It becomes an issue.
Well, Karen, even with the article that ESPN released earlier today, like you said, these are allegations. Robert Kraft has said, no, I did not prevent Bill Belichick from getting a job. No, I didn't badmouth him. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have a situation where Belichick, as he gets older, he's 72, doesn't go to Foxborough, doesn't want to go to Foxborough? I mean, it's going to be that way naturally in the near future as he tries to establish himself somewhere else. But are we going to see a big chasm here as he gets older?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, a lot of people thought Brady was done too when he left or was pushed out. But that's back on better footing. And they're having a big ceremony to put him in the Hall of Fame on June 12th. And Kraft has already said he's going to do something similar for Belichick. Does Belichick show up? I mean, go back to January when they quote unquote mutually parted, right? You know, obviously, you know, the two had issues or have issues, whether you believe the story or not. They put on a nice little send off for Bill in that mutual parting, professing love, and it was like they were best buddies. So do I think that Bill can come back and do the same, and Robert do the same to salute Belichick? Sure, I do.
Karen, listen, we've had the article, we had a documentary. What do we need next? Like a music video dissing Belichick, or we get like an actual movie? What happens next?
Well, I don't know. It depends on if Belichick gets hired or not. I mean, he does have a book coming out, but it's more about. It's not a tell-all type thing, but if he doesn't get a job, or if he gets a job, breaks the record, and then retires, I think down the road maybe you get his side.
Okay. All right, Bill Belichick, not a man of many words, also found out today during next week's NFL draft, he's going to be doing a special broadcast with Pat McAfee, so I guess Bill Belichick will get an early exercise in sitting around and doing what we do. Karen, where can people follow you and all of your great work with Mass Live?
Well, that's where you can follow me, at masslive.com, at KGarigian on Twitter. X.
X. Yeah, right.
The former Twitter, X. And I think Belichick is basically now trying to get the good Belichick out there so he doesn't scare too many more people.
the good Belichick? Like, how often the years that you've been with the team, how many times have you seen tell us a nice Bill Belichick story. Like, one day when he brought donuts for the media or he helped the old lady across the street. Tell us about it.
Well, I can tell you one instance, a personal instance, where I happened to come across, actually some friends gave it to me, an old program. It might have been a program involving Harvard football, Harvard-Yale football, or against the Naval Academy or something like that. It was a program, and there was a big, huge story feature about his father in this very old program from who knows when. And my friends gave it to me, and I said, you know what, maybe Bill Belichick doesn't have this, or, I mean, I don't know. So I gave it to the PR person to give to Bill, and he actually wrote a nice note back.
Oh, wow.
So, wow. I mean, he is human.
Is he? I thought he lives in the basement in a cut-up sweatshirt. Okay, wow.
Well, he's that, too. Mostly he's that.
Right,
but it's not all on the dark side. How's that?
Okay, yeah, 10% light. Well, Karen, thank you so much. We look forward to catching you all down the pipe, and let's see what happens with Mr. Belichick. You have a good time, Karen. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jer. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. That Karen Garugian from Mass Live. There's some positivity when it comes to Belichick. I was also waiting for the story where he helped somebody cross the street. I don't know, donated a kidney, helped the old lady. But those stories don't exist, I guess. Anyway, when we get to the top of the hour, in honor of Bill Belichick, we're going to talk about some of the most controversial coaches ever. That top six list is coming your way at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, it ain't no medicine like me. None. I'm here for the people. Here to make him feel better. And shout outs to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Hey, Hickey, this is our feel better music, right?
I'm sure people are getting healed as we speak.
Should we start asking for donations and collections?
What is your Venmo? Just add JR. Send the money his way.
We got a from a hospital?
No? Is that not?
No, you can't take. Well,
that distasteful? I mean, it sounds like if you're healing, it's better than medicine, so.
We're healing the sick patients, so we got to take money from them?
You don't have to, but you said donation. You're not forcing anybody to hand you money, hand over their money to you. It's just if you feel out of the kindness of your heart that JR helped heal you and you want to repay/thank JR for his service, well, here's JR's Venmo. Just send as much as you think.
This sounds like the people that come on Sunday mornings, right? Isn't that what they do?
Same thing at church, right? It's just a suggested donation.
So suggested donation. Yeah, good. Listen, what what percentage you want? You want 10, 20? How much percentage?
No, I'm not doing much healing. I'll give it all to you. Maybe I'll take like a 2% handling fee.
We work together. You do better than 2%. I give you more than 2.
All right, I'll take 10%. I'll take a little agent fee.
Okay. All right. A good deal. Shout outs to all the folks holding it down, all the healthcare workers helping people out. And hey, if you're dealing with some bad times, we're just trying to help you out too. No donation necessary. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Thank you to Karen Garugian for joining us in the last break from Mass Live, letting us know that Bill Belichick is indeed a human being. Thank you, Karen. And you can cover all of her work and watch and read all of it on Mass Live. Listen, folks, inspired by this article that dropped about Bill Belichick, where Robert Kraft allegedly just chopped him out at the knees from getting a new job. He says he didn't. We're going to give you a top 6 list. I'm going to share with you some of the most controversial coaches and managers and bosses. Well, no, let's just stick to coaches and managers that we've seen in sports. Some of these folks can be considered jackasses. Wild guess, if you want to know if Bill Belichick is on the list, I'll let you pay attention in a few minutes and figure that out at the top of the hour as we share that with you. And come on, there's been enough evidence that Bill Belichick isn't the nicest of human beings. We know that already. We know this. Robert Kraft had to give a whole defense about letting him go, or excuse me, mutually parting ways. Robert Kraft, the man who ESPN say, chopped Bill Belichick away from a new job. Robert Kraft back in January said, yeah, I think I made the right choice in getting rid of Belichick.
This is a results business, and certain things in life, it's instinctual. I think both of us felt that the time was right for each of us to go off in our separate directions.
Okay. All right. Mutual. That's right. Mutual. I don't know too many. I mean, there's plenty of people who quit their jobs. Bill Belichick, to me, doesn't seem like the type of guy who had all the power in the world and was still under contract who just agreed. I think there might have been a suggestion. And I think there might have been an understanding that, hey, it's time to move on. By the way, this isn't getting a lot of talk or burn. Bill Belichick is still owed $25 million this year. Even though he's not coaching the team, he's still owed money. And if Bill Belichick were to sign on with another team, get another salary, that would be offset. The New England Patriots and Robert Kraft, they wouldn't have to go out there and pay that full amount. They'd pay the balance. And so if you want to think about this from a financial standpoint, it would actually behoove Robert Kraft to encourage and push Bill Belichick to get another job because it would save him a few dollars. That is, unless Robert Kraft can't stand Bill Belichick enough that he's like, I'm going to give this idiot the 25 mil, but then he can't do what he wants to do, and that's coach. That's a lot of money. Hickey, that's a lot of money. I mean, if that's what happened, you got $25 million to burn to make sure that someone doesn't do what they want to do with their life? That's tough.
I'm all for spite. I'm all for holding a grudge. To spend $25 million to execute that grudge, that seems extreme. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's just, well, let's see. Robert Kraft, let's take a wild guess. Would you say Robert Kraft is worth, well, the Patriots are worth. Robert Kraft got to be worth what? 8 to 10 bill?
I was going to say 10 as a guess, so probably in that range.
Robert Kraft Network. Yeah, 11. We got it. And that would include the Patriots, who if I were, you know, thinking, man, I'd say the Patriots probably a tribute or probably most of that net worth. The Patriots are probably worth 8, I think. The Patriots valuation, let's see. New England. Oh, yeah, close. About $7 million. Yeah, New England Patriots, they're worth about 7. And so, hey, it pays to own a football team. If you got that much wealth, do you care about the 25, Hickey? Do you?
In that sense, then no. Still respect it, though. Still respect it. But, yeah, it's like probably what? Me holding $20 from you to hold a grudge? Probably something like that?
Maybe one day we'll find out.
That's true.
I'm not going to keep anybody from a job. But if I should be so lucky to have $11 billion, maybe you go around smacking people with $25 million. Oh, by the way, Robert Kraft is the guy who went to the massage place and got in trouble, and then somehow, some way, the evidence wasn't permissible. And I assume he spent a few million dollars to make that go away. So, look, if you're Robert Kraft, you do what you want. But let's be real, and Karen said this as well. If you're Bill Belichick, the word is out, man. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to hear and see how he is. I don't think Robert Kraft, did Robert Kraft and Arthur Blank talk? Of course they did. They talk about how difficult he is to work with? I'm sure they did. And so this is a whole lot of non-news, if you ask me, if you got to conjure up like the real depths of this article. But the reality is, I don't know if Belichick is going to coach again. That's something that we got to figure out. Belichick is he's been a jerk. What a shock, what a surprise. This is something that we all know, something that has, damn it, we've known for a long time. Speaking of jerk head coaches, can't wait to see if this guy makes the list. Sean Payton and the Broncos. It's been reported that the Broncos and Sean Payton, who hasn't met a coach that he doesn't want to throw under the bus, especially if he works for the Jets, Russell Wilson is gone, and that they are going to be looking to potentially move some of their veteran talent to move up in the draft to go ahead and bring in a quarterback. This is being reported by Jason Lockenfora, who plenty of times has joined us here on the Infinity Sports Network. They might get rid of Patrick Surtain just to go ahead and move up in the draft. As of right now, the Denver Broncos select at number 12 overall. Number 12 is not going to get them a quarterback for Sean Payton to yell at and insult. I mean, with Mr. Wilson out of the building, Sean Payton is going to have to find a new punching bag, and it can't be the media. He's going to have to go out there and insult someone who actually plays on the football team, and I just don't know if Jarrett Stidham is high enough on the totem pole for Sean Payton to even care about insulting. Jarrett Stidham is not going to be the starting. Well, he's not going to be the only quarterback of note for the Denver Broncos. Are they going to end up with the Penix? Are they going to end up with the Knicks? Time will tell. Either way, I'm sure Sean Payton will be miserable either way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And since we've talked about just a few miserable coaches, Bill Belichick, Sean Payton, I'm going to give you a top six list at the top of the hour in a few minutes on the other side of the break as we look at the top six most controversial coaches that we've seen in sports. Some of these guys, you can consider them to be jackasses. A new top six list coming your way. What coach is the most controversial? The list is coming. Don't move. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.